This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
And it has to do with the concept of focus range. So as many of you probably know, we can practice with different objects of meditation, like the breath, sounds, sensations in the body, etc. And one thing that really helped me continue my practice and deepen my practice was knowing that we can practice with different objects and different focus ranges, meaning we can focus on something small and very specific, like, for instance, the sensations of the breath as the air goes through our nostrils. That would be something really small, specific. It's narrow. And we can also practice with the whole body, like a body scan. We can do systematic traveling, we could say, or focusing on different sensations going from the feet to the head, for instance. And we can do that with all the senses. And that's a lot of fun because that gives us a lot of flexibility. And also it helps us practice in whatever place or situation we're in. So the main thing here is to understand that we can go from a narrow focus range to a broad focus range. For instance, narrow would be the breath, like I just told you about. And also we can do open awareness. You know, there are practices from different traditions. There are many, 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 many different traditions which have many, 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 many different techniques and strategies and practices and types of meditation. So in order to not overcomplicate things, what I find is the most useful, for me at least, is the framework developed by Chinsen Yang. He created a technique which he calls see, hear, feel, in which we classify different experiences into those three categories. And it's very simple. It's like the name of the technique implies. It's like whatever we see, visual images outside, objects in front of you, like the screen of the computer right now, that would be see, because it's visual. And hear is about auditory experience, like whatever sound we can hear, and feel, body sensation. Okay, so I wanted to show you the technique because I find it very useful and it's a lot of fun, and it gives you a handle on different strategies and about also how to do a technique or practice in the moment you're doing it. You can choose and say, oh, I'm going to go narrow on this. I'm going to zoom in on this sensation. I want to investigate this more. Or maybe you can say, oh, I want to go broad and I want to, you know, encompass every and all and any experience I'm being aware of in the moment. Okay, so in order to do the technique, first I want to go through each of the sense categories, see, hear, feel, in something we call tour of the senses. And I'm going to guide you through this. And then at the end, we're going to do the see, hear, feel technique proper. Okay? So that's my offering today for you. See how it goes. See what happens. So posture can be whatever you find comfortable, sitting, lying down on the bed, even standing if you want. Okay, so we're gonna start with a few deeper breaths without straining, filling up the lungs. Eyes can be open or closed. And we're going to let the breath flow naturally without exerting any control over it. We're going to first start with here, the auditory category. So we're going to open our awareness to whatever we can hear right now. And if there is no sounds, we can pay attention to the silence. We don't need to keep track of all the sounds. We don't need to try too hard to hear everything. It's more of a relaxed, open, receptive attention, waiting for the sounds to come to you. And here we can use a label to note the experience of hearing. For instance, we can use the word hear to note each new sound that is arising moment by moment. It's like a short mental label that helps us maintain concentration on this particular category and also helps us have clarity with the experience, the sensory experience, the details of the sound. We apply the label here and then we focus on that sound unless it vanishes instantly. So we can go back to listen to a sound that is already gone. So we just open our awareness to the next sound or silence. Okay, so now we're gonna let the sounds in the background and we're gonna bring the attention to the sensations that we can feel. Whatever sensation you can notice in this moment, maybe the points of contact of the body with a chair, a floor, sensations of heat, cold, the touch of the air on your skin, vibration, sensations associated with the breath. And whatever other sensations you come upon, we try to welcome all the sensations. Some sensations may be pleasant, some may be neutral, and some may be unpleasant. We try to accept them all as they are in this moment, not trying to change anything. Welcoming our experience just as it is. And here we can also use a label. So for sensations, we use the label feel. And the structure of the noting is pretty much the same as we did with the sounds. When you notice a sensation, you can apply the label, feel, and then you focus on that sensation for a couple of seconds, unless it disappears instantly, in which case we just wait for another sensation to come or call. Okay, now we're gonna let the body in the background and we're gonna go through the third category, which is C, visual experience. And for that, if you have your eyes closed, see if you can focus on the sort of blank screen that usually we can see with our eyes closed, behind or in front our closed eyes, maybe a grayscale blank, maybe a mixture of light and shadows. And if you want, now you can slowly open your eyes and see whatever is in front of you. Objects, shapes, light, textures. And here we can also apply labels. In this case is see. So whenever your gaze lands upon an object or visual experience, you can use the label see, and then focus on that visual experience for a few seconds. Letting your gaze to move freely. See whatever captures your visual attention. Okay, so that was the tour of the three categories, and now we're gonna practice the see, hear, feel technique proper. So in order to do that, it's very, very simple, actually. We just open our awareness to whatever comes in all three categories. You can do it with eyes open or closed. And our only job is to pay attention to whatever shows up and see if it's something visual, see, or something auditory, hear, or something in the body, some sensation, feel. So we have the labels to help us discriminate between the three types of experience. So we remain alert with open awareness, choiceless awareness. We're not choosing what we're gonna focus on, but just wait to something that comes or calls. So what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna practice applying the labels out loud so you can hear how it is, because actually we can do that in this technique. We can use labels out loud. Feel. Hear. Feel, see, like that. So you can find your own rhythm, and if two or more different things show up at the same time, you can choose one. It doesn't matter which, but you choose one, apply the label, and focus on that experience for a few seconds, and then we repeat the cycle. It's very, very natural that the mind is gonna start spinning stories, maybe, or creating thoughts about what we're doing. And when we find ourselves distracted, daydreaming, or thinking about something, this is the best part of this technique. We can actually include the activity of the mind by becoming aware of the raw material of the thoughts. Is it an image, a mental image of something, of a place, of a person? In that case, we apply the label see and we focus on that mental image. If it's inner dialogue or monologue, we apply the label here and we pay close attention to that experience of the inner auditory experience of our mind. Everything is welcome. We're not trying to control anything. We just maintain open, receptive awareness to whatever shows up. Okay. Thank you for your practice. It's really great to practice with you. I like this practice a lot because it helped me understand how to actually use this open style of meditation. As opposed to the more narrow practices that we usually start on when we start practicing mindfulness or meditation. So, I wanted to share that with you guys and see how did you like the practice. Maybe it's different than other things that you have tried. Maybe you have tried it before, or I don't know. Oh, cool. Let me see the questions here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Muchas gracias, Sandra. Thanks to you. Muchas gracias a ti también por venir. Let me see. Awesome. I love the questions. Let me see. Nancy, is breath focus a feel? Yes, for sure. That's a subset of feel because it's in the body. It's a body sensation, and it's a narrower focus within the many different things that you could pay attention to in the body. So yeah, it's an example of the feel category, for sure. Charles, I'm having trouble understanding the difference between this and the monkey mind. You know, I love that question because that's a classical question from the history of the development of this technique, because this comes from the work from the great Mahasi Sayadaw, which was the main teacher, the teacher of Sayadaw Upandita, with whom Marv studied. Once, you know, so, and Mahasi, he was the one who invented the idea of paying attention to anything and everything and being able to achieve some sort of samadhi by opening awareness and paying attention to different things. But the difference is we're paying attention and trying to apply concentration to those stimuli, to those experiences as they come and go. So the difference between this and the monkey mind is that monkey mind is pretty unconscious, and it's the mind jumping from one thing to thing, and you're not actually really focusing on each of those things. So in this case, we're paying attention on purpose, trying to, as they say, penetrate the experience, focusing intently on it, you know? And in that, we can have all sorts of different skillful means and styles and emphasis in how we do it, because you can do it very, quote-unquote, aggressively, trying to, as I said, penetrate the experience in a biblical sense in order to know it. And the other way of doing it is passive, like letting the experience come to you. So that's the difference between what we did and monkey mind. Okay, awesome. Gail says, really enjoy your practices. Thank you, Juan. Oh, cool. Thank you. Thank you for that kind comment. Very interesting. Gracias. Was nice. Change of pace, says Witz. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Thank you, Witz. Cool. Awesome. Great. Very effective. Awesome. Thank you. Really enjoy working with you, says Lynette. Awesome. I was surprised that listening could preempt feel, as feel seemed to predominate until I quit focusing on it, says Yvonne. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. This is the thing. You know, it's like we don't choose before. It's like we just jump. It's like jumping on the pool, and you don't choose how the temperature is going to be. So we just open your awareness and see what happens. It's a lot of fun, at least for me. I like it a lot. What about heart beating? Cool, Edgar. That would be feel, because it's a sensation in your body. Yeah. Diane says, thank you for sharing this practice. It was helpful to go along with whatever came up. Sound, feeling, thought. Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Awesome. Makes you notice all the pleasurable things that are around you that you take for granted. Yeah. Cool. Cool. Sara says, in Spanish. Check this out. Muchas gracias, Juan. Le agradecemos mucho. Abrazos desde Minnesota. Thank you, Sarah and Carol. It was great for me being here with you. Next Monday, we're going to have Marv, I hope, with us again. So it was my pleasure being here with you and sharing these practices.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.